"And take Adele with you, sir," I interrupted. "She will be a companion for you." "What do you mean, Jane? I told you I would send Adele to school. And what do I want with a child for a companion, and not my own child, a French dancer's bastard? Why do you importune me about her? I say, why do you assign Adele to me for a companion?" "You spoke of a retirement, sir, and retirement and solitude are dull, too dull for you."
"Solitude, solitude," he reiterated with irritation. "I see I must come to an explanation. I don't know what sphinx-like expression is forming in your countenance. You are to share my solitude. Do you understand?"
I shook my head. It required a degree of courage, excited as he was becoming, even to risk that mute sign of dissent. He had been walking fast about the room, and he stopped, as if suddenly rooted to one spot. He looked at me long and hard. I turned my eyes from him, fixed them on the fire, and tried to assume and maintain a quiet, collected aspect.